Hello, friends out there, to all the tens of people, not even tens of people, ones of people who might be listening. This is another Homies Around the World podcast, broadcasting from, what is this called? The Setak Cafe here in Split, Croatia. I'm on my second cup of tiny coffee. I'm really bummed out about the coffee portions here in Croatia. I even asked for an American-style coffee, and it was still served in a glorified shot glass. I had a McDonald's coffee the other day in Zadar, and it was an actual sizable cup of coffee, so I was super happy about that, although I was a little ashamed to be sitting in McDonald's. Sorry for the background noise. There's a lot of people around me talking. Hope you can hear this okay. I did a little test just to make sure, and it seems like my thunderous booming voice is coming through okay. So I guess I'm going to talk about a couple things. There is going to be a near-miss poop story later, so stay tuned for that. It's not quite as satisfying as a full-blown poop story, but it's just maybe a harbinger of things to come for the rest of this trip. I am currently, on this chat here. So I'm chatting on this app that I was recommended by. It's called WeWorld. Sounds like WeWork, but it's WeWorld, and you can make friends in other countries. It's kind of fun, you know. Since I'm traveling solo, there's a lot of periods where there's not much to do, no one to talk to. So I've made friends with some people in different countries: Hong Kong, Taiwan, Ukraine. What else? Japan. This one guy from Iraq. Yeah, it's cool. You know, I don't know. Not much else to do, so it's kind of fun. The conversations are pretty simple and basic. This guy from Iraq wants me to find him a job. I tell him I don't know what else I can do. But there's a couple nice people in Hong Kong that I've had kind of built a semi, I guess, as much as you can call a friendship online. But it's interesting, and also chatting with friends back home. It's always fun to hear your feedback and comments about the podcast. Again, I'm just constantly surprised that anyone's listening to it, but there's a couple of you out there that have listened to all the episodes, so I'm glad I'm entertaining somebody. The last couple days, I mean, yesterday was cool. I walked around I returned my rental car and walked around the old town of Split. It's really cool, really, really pretty. These narrow corridors and the cathedral and the bell tower and a couple other little sanctuaries. Excuse me. Bless me. And walking along the harbor with all the boats and stuff. So I'm trying to plan a island tour. But the one that I want to take to an island called Broch, which was recommended to me by a friend, it's all booked up today, and then the next one isn't till tomorrow. So that's kind of a bummer. There's some other ones that look just like shit shows with like 100 people on a boat and super crowded and stuff. And I don't know. I may end up doing one of those, but I'm booked into a hostel. I left my Airbnb and I'm booked into a hostel for the next couple of days. So I'm going to hang around Split at least two more days and then probably off to Dubrovnik. But I'd like to get at least one little island tour in before I leave. After about 4 hours of walking around, and I kind of feel like I've seen most of what's there to see in Split. So I walked home yesterday and made myself a or I stopped off at a market and trying to think of something that would be easy to cook. So I got some tortellini and what else? Some yogurt drink. I think the yogurt drink helps settle my my stomach. So I'm a big fan of that. I think in Turkey it's called Aran or Arian or something like that. But they have their own version here in Croatia. And then I got some vegetables. Oh, and so I've gotten in trouble like 3 times at different markets for not doing the whole produce thing right. It's apparently there's a little weigh station. I think this might be a thing in a lot of places in Europe, but you've got to like weigh and price your vegetables before you get to the checkout line. The first place I went to, they were nice about it, and she ran off and did it for me and came back. The second place, she was like, I could tell she was sort of talking shit about me. Because she like yelled at somebody else and kind of made some comments under her breath. And there was people standing in line, so I was holding up the line. And then yesterday, I found the weigh machine. I couldn't figure out what the system was, so I asked this nice lady behind the bakery stand to help me, and she was super nice and showed me how to do it. So at least I've overcome that little challenge. So I got some vegetables, some zucchini and red pepper. They have amazing giant red peppers here. I don't know if it's something that's like indigenous to Croatia, but they're super delicious and huge. And then I got some eggs. I've just been craving eggs for some reason, and I just haven't had a chance to eat eggs. So I basically made some tortellini and then an omelet last night with some zucchini and red pepper. And then I bought some butter too. So I didn't have anything to season it with. So just like threw a little stick pat of butter in the pan on this little hot plate thing. And then, made this pretty simple meal, but the omelet turned out pretty good for having no seasoning. And then I made a little omelet this morning with the remaining 3 eggs. So, of course, I pack up all my stuff and basically check out. And the way the key works is it you have to... Basically, I talked to the Airbnb host, and she said, just leave the key. Just leave it unlocked. Leave the key. And so I walk out, and the host's cousin waves to me from the second floor. He's like, bye, thank you, and I wave back. So I start walking down the street to kind of out of the alleyway towards a busier street where I could catch an Uber. And I get all the way there, and I start to feel like a rumble from the, I'm sure it's from the partially cooked tortellini. I mean, I couldn't even get the water. It's hard to get the water to a boil on this, like, hot plate thing. So, I had this, you know, I ate a pretty big dinner with tortellini and omelet, and so now I'm like standing at the corner and I'm like, oh man, I feel a rumble and I can't risk it. I gotta go back. So of course it's hot. I'm sweating already. Walk all the way back to the apartment. I'm just praying that the guy hasn't already like locked it up. Thankfully it was still unlocked, but I set my bag down in the entryway, and there's this like some kind of little planted tree in the entryway, and I knock that over, and it like, well, I like set my bag down, the bag falls on the tree, and I get to the door of the apartment, and then the tree falls on my head. I wasn't sure what was going on. I thought maybe the cousin guy like threw something on top of me, and there was all this dust. So I'm just covered in like tree dust and like dried leaves and stuff. And I spilled soil all over the entryway. So I run in, do my business, come back out, try to clean it up best I can. I'm still brushing off little dried leaves out of my hair. There's like little seeds and shit in my hair sitting in this cafe. So crisis averted, but I think it could be a sign of things to come if I don't watch myself. I'll have to stick to lighter dinners or at least like before I check out, you know, walk around the block a couple times and test the digestive system out before I get going. So as many of you know, poop is a big theme on trips. I don't mean to be crass. I don't mean to be juvenile. It just is a fact of life. It's you're always sort of strategizing where your next bathroom is, especially when you're just like in another city. You haven't checked into a place yet. You haven't found your Airbnb or your hostel or your hotel or whatever. You just gotta be aware of where your next bathroom opportunity is, and always be checking in with yourself. I have many friends out there that we love to share poop stories, and I'm no different. I've got some good ones. They're always entertaining. It's never fun when you're in them, but they're always entertaining later on. So I'll be sure. I'm not going to go out of my way to create poop stories. Let's just say that, because it's pretty embarrassing. It's pretty mortifying when you're like in Poland when I was on a. I'll just tell this quick one. When I was in Poland, and I went to Auschwitz. You know, I mean, talk about inappropriate, but went to Auschwitz on this tour bus, and it was like a small, like an airport shuttle size bus. So there's probably like 18, 20 people on the bus. And went and saw it, and it was heart gut-wrenching and everything you can imagine. That's not the point of the story, but on the way back, I start to feel a rumble, and I'm sitting in the front seat of the tour. Well, as the front part of the back of the tour bus. So up in front are the tour guide and the driver, and they're just yapping about something in Polish, and they're telling stories to each other. So I start to feel a rumble, and I'm sitting there trying to calculate how much time that we have to get back to Krakow. And I'm also not sure what order they're going to drop people off, because they picked everyone up at their individual hotels and stuff. So I'm not sure when I'm going to get the opportunity. So I'm sitting there, you know, there's like this whole mental calculation of like, how much time my body has left before it becomes crisis mode, and then how much time that I've got to go to get back. So my good friend Paige, there's a shout out to Paige Lee. She says you get three cramps, which I think is, now that I think about it, it's actually true. After you feel the first cramp, you've got two more to go, and then basically your body just lets go. And I think that's probably a good universal rule to live by. So after that first cramp, you better really start planning what you're going to do. So we start coming. I think it's on cramp number two. I've had cramp number two, and I'm waiting for number three. And We're in the outskirts of Krakow. I'm messing this up. So the first thing I do is ask. I interrupt the tour guide and the driver's conversation, and I'm like, can we stop to a restroom? And she turns around, kind of like, why are you interrupting me? And says, oh, we'll be back in Krakow soon. And so I just sit back, and I'm like, oh, I guess that means we can't stop. So I just sit back, and I'm just praying. Basically, I'm just praying at this point. So we get into the outskirts of Krakow, and it's starting to become pretty urgent. And we're in traffic, and I look over, and there's this little city park, and I see this sign like a beam from the heavens that says WC or water closet, or basically bathroom. So we're stopped at a light, we're in traffic, and I just say, I've got to get off now. And the tour guide operator says, you know, she obviously saw the panic in my eyes. Now, the thing about this bus is it wasn't like I had my own just sliding door and I could just jump out. It was like she had to get out of her seat and pull the seat up and then open the door to let me out. So it was this whole ordeal so that I could get off. And we're stopped in traffic, and I'm sure the light's turning green, and I'm sure everyone behind me, mostly Brits and other Euros, are just, like, laughing at me. I didn't have the strength to, like, turn around and look into their eyes and see their faces. I was just like, I'm getting off this damn van. So I interrupt everybody. I stop all of traffic. I chagrin the tour operator and jump out and ran to the restroom. But it was a glorious move. I felt like I had won the Super Bowl afterwards. So I was very highly, you know, highly relieved in more ways than one. So, you know, there's those kinds of poop stories. I'm sure I'll have more. I don't mean to be, lowest common denominator, but they're fun. They're entertaining. Everybody has them. When you travel, you know what I mean. So I think that's all for now for this podcast, and we'll talk more. Hopefully we'll get to do an island tour and get some pretty pictures from that. Maybe some good stories. Hopefully meet some cool people in the next hostel. I was a little bummed out that I got denied at the last hostel. Totally my fault. I should have read the terms and seen the age restriction thing. But it was a stark reminder that I am an old fuck and, you know, trying to hang with the young bucks here. But it's all good. I'm sure there'll be some good hostel stories in the next, you know, few days and weeks. So that's all for now. Sweaty Yeti out.